to happen for your children and grandchildren. What do you want? He said, I want to see. Can I tell you that blind Bartimaeus was no longer blind? I want you to have enough nerves. And when you get back home, you write down what you said in terms of what you want. Because you've gotten God's attention tonight. Lift those hands up. Come on. Don't look at me. Look at him right now. What do you want up in this place today? What do you want? Come on. I want God. I want your flow. I want your will, God. In the name of Jesus, come on, just about a couple of minutes. What do you want? I want my complete healing. I want my complete deliverance. I want to be an answer to somebody's prayer. In the name of Jesus, what do you want? Son of David, have mercy on me. And he got it. He got exactly what he wanted. Lift those hands up one more time and say, I thank you, Lord. I get exactly what I want. Girl, where you going? Don't give up. Don't give up. No, no, I hadn't come to you yet. Blind Bartimaeus, come on. You said since the COVID.
What is happening? I have sores in my mouth and it has affected my mouth and my hearing.
Okay. All right. Ears are okay. All right, that's easy for God. Lift those hands up. What's your first name? Brenda. You know, Brenda means sword. You gonna cut that devil out in Jesus' name. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. You're not just gonna accept what the devil put on you, Brenda. Come on, you're a warrior in Jesus' name, and you do have authority. And I take authority over these mouth sores in the name of Jesus. I take authority. Father, I thank you. All of it gathers itself together and be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. The power of God all throughout your mouth, Brenda, in Jesus' name. And Father, just like blind Bartimaeus, he was blind, but Father, she won her hearing back in Jesus' name. And I'm thanking you even now. Oh, Ramakala Masa. Come on. You start thanking the Lord in Jesus' name. I lay my hands on your eardrum right now in Jesus' name. And I say, open, open, open. In Jesus' name, you open this entire channel in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The power of God, again, all over your mouth, the top of your mouth, the sides of your mouth, every part of it, in Jesus' name. And no more residuals, Lord God, of any of this COVID in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me a, is that, that water right there, is it unopened? I need one that is not open. Yeah, fresh water. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, man of God. I want you to drink at least half of that down in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, swish it around in your mouth and everything. Come on, girl. Keep doing it until I come back to you. What's going on here? Don't you leave from up here, okay? In the name of Jesus. Yeah, if you want to drink it all, that's fine. But I decree and declare the soreness that's been in your mouth, I declare it gone in Jesus' name. Rebekoto ne rebekosha. That's right, girl. Come on here. Ribby, switch it around in there. All right, switch it around. In the name of Jesus, pain, you go. You go up off of her. Come on, do it again. Ribby, akota na na na. You're not looking for the pain. You're looking for the healing. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rebekoto na la masa. Hallelujah. What's going on, my girl, Brenda?
I was just
I was thirsty. Okay, besides being thirsty, what else is going on?
I mean, I can't really they feel better, but you never really, until I look in there, you know, they're not sore, they're just very irritating, but they have been better, but until I eat something, I can't really, you know.
Okay, we're going to find something to eat. We ain't know that's okay when healing is in the house. Give her a piece of bread or something. Somebody take her back. Is she a part of y'all service? Girl, you getting your healing and saying no what? In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Who knows her? Is she a part of your? She said nobody in the name of Jesus. You are somebody in Jesus' name. Somebody says she's somebody. But God knows who you are, Brenda. Yes, he is. Yes. But you know what? We're so thankful that you are here in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't nobody going to use it. This yours. Amen. Somebody say all hers. Are y'all praying in the spirit? Glory to God. I just got a few more, and we're going to be gone here in just a little bit. Take this off. I just need some believers to believe in the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get her another bottle of water. These are yours. Okay, look, receive. Come on now, Bryn. Come on, come on, come on. Give her some more water. In Jesus' name. Eat two or three more things of it. Come on. Glory to God. Hey. Show cola bako tede beko shanda. Ribiko shanda la la masa. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, get you another one. Go on. Inaramasota. Manifestation. Manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She eating, y'all. This is about the third or fourth one. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. All things are possible to those that believe. Hallelujah. Go ahead and drink you some more water, baby. In the name of Jesus. Girl, she done got real good. Done got real good, too. She just eating them chips. We're for you, baby. We're not against you. We're excited about what God is doing. Those are yours, you know. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Thank you. It feels way better. Way better. Yes.
She said feels way better in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Brenda. We thank you that it's going to feel better than that in the name of Jesus. Healing of her mouth and her ears in Jesus' name. Somebody give God glory right there. Hallelujah. Go back to your seat. Now, come on. We're going to get the rest of these. What's going on, dear?
Okay. So, I have arthritis through my whole body, but I am scheduled for surgery a week from Monday to have, I'll show you. So, I have my two, that's why I have to wear these on there because my toes are totally overlapping. I have a bunion, so they're going to shave off the bunion, put two pins in the side of my foot, and then take out my knuckle toe, and then put a pin in that toe.
Now, is all of this because of the arthritis?
Some of the yesterday, they said it's hereditary because I have arthritis, yes. And it's, as you can see, so right now, just standing up here, I can't feel my foot at all on the left side or on the right side whatsoever. It's totally numb.
Okay, let her go. What's your first name? Don't hold on to me. Cora. Father, we thank you for Cora. Y'all, don't give up. We got about 10 more minutes here. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Cora. Lord God, the doctor says one thing, but your word says something differently. Your word says, by your stripes, Cora was healed. Therefore, she is healed. Arthritis is a name, but your name is higher than arthritis. In the name of Jesus, we crush arthritis. In the name of Jesus, I command feeling to come back into this right side. In the name of Jesus. Father, we trust you. Oh God, we trust you to deliver her. Set her completely free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Take the other shoe off and just start walking up and down like you've seen the other ones do.
Are you seeing
Oh my God.
Do you see?
Did you see the it's uncrossing?
It is uncrossing.
Y'all, her toe is uncrossing. Oh, y'all playing up in here. Her crow is up toe. She said it was crossed. It moved, y'all. They saw it move in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, it was like this right here, and it went over.
Yeah. My God. Girl, Sister Brenda, come look. It moved. It was crossed on top. But it shifted. Okay, keep walking. All I know is God. Yeah. Come on, y'all, lift your hands and begin to give God glory. Come on. Keep walking, girl. Keep walking. Don't look at your foot, but look at the healing. That ain't nobody but God. What you crying for, David? Did you see it shift? He said, I saw it shift. And whatever is going on in your body, you go see it shift also. In the name of Jesus. What are we believing God for, man?
I had a weightlifting accident a couple years ago, and every night I sleep, I can only sleep for 5 to 6 hours, and I wake up with crazy back pain, and I'm only 26, and I wake up and I it hurts so bad that I can't sleep, and it's been affecting my body, and I can't serve the Lord like I want to. No, not right now.
Okay, but somewhere during the night. Okay, everybody put your hands this direction for this man of God. Isn't that amazing? I didn't know that, but you know what God said. Listen to this, guys, as y'all are praying. Today, as Pastor Payne, I call you Pastor, whatever I address, I'm just saying Pastor Payne, but as he was receiving the offering today, the $1,000, David came up in my spirit so strongly, and I went back. I was looking for him on the drums. I didn't find him, and then I was looking for him, when I think it was you or somebody said, take a step. Was it you that said, take a step? And we started stepping, and when I started stepping, I saw him back there on the cameras. I said, man of God, I don't try to tell folk what to do with their money. I said, but I know that you should sow $1,000, and you and your wife, and I said, so much is going to break forth for you in Jesus' name. Yo, I don't play with people's lives in the name of Jesus. I had no idea about this. So David, just like you saw her toe shift. I say there is a shift in your body. Devil, you're a liar. I rebuke you. You're such a liar in Jesus' name. And I say from this point forward, there is a miracle that's in your body in Jesus' name. I decree and declare you will not wake up tonight. You will not. With that heaviness on you, I said it is broken. The power of God is on you for good in Jesus' name. And Father, I decree and declare over he and his wife, oh my God, hey, what you're going to do for them and through them. Even as he told me later on, we're planning the $1,000 tonight. Father, even as they plant their seed, I thank you for their seeds that's to come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm to my seed, boy. I'm talking about seed. You gonna sow seed, and God's gonna bless your seed in Jesus' name. I'm talking about so much. You're not going to be able to name out all the things that the Lord would have done and going to do from this $1,000 seed. The blessings of the Lord that makes you real rich and adds no sorrow. I wish somebody would give God praise. I said I wish somebody would give God some praise up in this house. All y'all playing in the house, come on! To God be the glory. Now we'll be gone tomorrow, but if I be who I know who I am in God, he will be able to testify. Pastor Dunn, he'll be able to testify. And I don't see seed far from them in Jesus' name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Seed covers a seed. Are y'all in the house? Glory to God. But listen to me. Y'all sit down. There are others that's to join David and his wife tonight with that $1,000 seed. Some of you have been here since the beginning of the conference and all of that. Many of you have given, but there are some fresh ones up in here tonight. No, seriously, that need to obey God. We're not going to beg. We're not going to pull on you. Even for those of you that's been watching us run around here and get miracles. Because they belong to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I start singing about that blood, man, y'all, we got to bring the blood songs back. Are y'all hearing me? Glory to God. I hope y'all singers hear me. Got to bring the blood songs back. Somebody say, oh, the blood. We got to bring the blood songs back. Amen. I know it, but I'm just saying, y'all just hear. Y'all keep on writing. No. In the name of Jesus, go and write the song, but I just want y'all to know. Y'all are singers and you're worshipers and know the blood songs. So many people have just stopped singing them. And we were with Eddie James about almost 2 weeks ago. And they were singing one blood song after the other, and I was on the floor and couldn't get up. Then I went and prophesied to him. And I said, the next 2 years, I said, God literally is going to have you to reintroduce to the body of Christ blood songs. And they are going to go around the world. He pulled me over and pulled out his phone like y'all got y'all phone out. He said, look at this woman of God. He showed me artwork for his next album. And on the front of it was the blood. Y'all, I can't make that kind of stuff up. I didn't know that. That very day, he had just released the first blood song. He had just released it. And we got to do it again because there's power in the blood. And many of us have, he said, as often, you know, with the communion, as you do this, you show forth my body, what I did for you. Come on. We got to show it forth like never before. So I thank God for the anointing. For those of you that write the blood or just sing it and help people to understand the power of the blood like never before. Oh God, let it go deep. It has to be more than just Eddie. It has to be others, God. We respect the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Lift those hands right there just for a minute. We thank you for the blood. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for it. Somebody say hallelujah. Did I have a message? Yes. But my message ain't nothing if it ain't what God's doing. Are y'all in the house? And right now, and I'm talking to those of you here, because the man of God had said to me earlier, will you come and say what you saw earlier?
There's someone been watching in the online audience, and God's been dealing with you about a seed that you've never sown before. It's a large seed, and you've been wrestling with it all through this service, watching the power of God. Don't go to bed with God's seed in your hand. As you release that seed, I was telling someone a moment ago, God's people gave sacrificially this morning.
Oh, yes.
And God responded tonight with miracle power.
Yes. Yes.
There's one thing God cannot resist. It's a seed. When you put a seed in his hand. And when God started moving tonight, the first thing that came into my spirit was, God, you are responding to our generosity to the kingdom this morning. And the person that I'm talking to, you need an absolute miracle. Let me tell you, if you don't respond, your marriage will be over. The business that you have will shut down. God is giving you an opportunity, and if you pass over this opportunity, there's someone that God's dealing with to give a $5,000 seed, and there's someone God's dealing with to give a $25,000 seed. Now, God speaks to me about these things, and if you'll respond, on the other side of that is a harvest of miracles that will continue. That $25,000 seed I sow over 25 years ago is still producing a harvest today. See, the seed hell never wants you to sow is a seed you never intended to sow. The widow of 1 Kings never intended to bake the cake, even though she had a word from God. Because when the man of God came, she said, I don't have a cake. She never intended to obey God until God sent a man of God to challenge her.
Yeah.
Sometimes all that stands between you and destruction is a man from God on a mission from God with a message from God. A seed hell don't want you to sow is one that has a prophetic word attached to it. The prophet said, bake me a cake, and your meal barrel will not waste, and your cruse of oil. Listen to this man of God. If you'll obey God, you'll never lack for anything the rest of your life. God will bless everything you touch. You'll walk in uncommon favor, unexpected blessing, and supernatural provision the rest of your life if you'll hear the voice of the Lord. God will always respond to sowing. He'll always respond to a seed. And the reason is, God gave his seed. God gave his seed. And every seed you sow is a celebration of that seed. You hear what I'm saying? It's time to celebrate what God is doing here. See, there's not any amount of money in all the world that could accomplish what God has accomplished tonight through his servants. Come on. And you never know. You may need a miracle before the morning. But if your seed's in God's hand, it'll speak louder than your situation. Thank you, woman of God, for all that you've done and all you're doing. Amen.
Come on. Obey God. Obey God online. Let them know in Jesus' name. And those of you that are right here, you know, I don't know how many, Pastor Brenda, actually, because this morning, I mean, there was such a release of an anointing of that $1,000 seed. And at that moment, I said, 20. Did you get at least 20? Huh? 15? Okay. And I was going to say 5 people, so your son is one. So at least 4 more of you tonight, obey God. Come on, baby. Oh, I love that you responded quick. Come on, stand up here with us. And online, let us know. Let us know if you're one of those one with the $1,000 seed. Come on. Did I see somebody? Oh, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, Brittany. Oh. Come on. Come on. Glory. 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 Hey! Mashande de 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 sheke. Oh, la mayama sana la masa. No longer. Look at me, Brittany. Will this lying devil torment you about your life? Do you hear me? God has such a beautiful life for you. I shut down the lie of the devil in the name of Jesus. You will not be able to play your tune in your ear anymore, devil. I rebuke you. She's beautifully and wonderfully made. According to Ephesians, God, she is your handiwork, your masterpiece, your masterpiece. And I thank you, she will not be just handled by just any old body. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for a shift in her mindset. I decree and declare you're going to enjoy your life until God joins your life. But no more devil. In the name of Jesus, even as she sacrificially gives, it's not in vain. In Jesus' mighty name. So, machete, rico, rekepa, to, shenanana, get away, itona rakata. Everywhere she goes, I thank you for warring angels, ministering angels. Hey, tonala basha. That back every devil up in Jesus' name. The hand of the Lord is upon you for good in Jesus' name. Man of God, you got a word.
Brittany, you're going to write a musical that's going to be performed by churches all over the United States. You mark it down. God's going to birth it in you because of your seed. It's a musical, and it'll be performed by churches, and it'll change lives.
Come on and give God. Y'all better come on up in here. Whoa! Jesus. We don't see nothing but greatness for you, girl. In the name of Jesus. Are you one of the ones for 1,000? Come on here. Out with somebody, we rejoice. Come on. We can 1, 2, 3. You come on, give God glory. Y'all don't act like God doing what is that. Come on. Come on, bro. What? He doing 1,000 again. Because you did it this morning, didn't you? Come on. He said, yes, ma'am. Come on. More than enough, y'all. Come on. Come on, bro. Glory to God. Somebody say, God is not a liar. He's a promise keeper. And he is well able to keep his promise. This kind of breakthrough in $1,000, we were talking about it this morning, the power that happens. Because, I mean, you have to go beyond yourself. You know, I can remember days when we were just believing God for, you know, $100. You know what I'm saying? And we thought that was a great, what you said, man of God?
$10.
Come on. But y'all lift your hands up. I'm getting ready to prophesy over y'all in the name of Jesus. Lord God, everybody in this room, I'm decreeing and declaring in Jesus' name that there will be so much in their lives and in their bank accounts that, Lord God, before the men and women of God even get it out, Father, they'll have it already, Lord God, through whatever means, Lord God, that they see on there. No more being poor and wondering, can God do it? I decree and declare blessings on blessings on blessings. According to Amos 9, in the name of Jesus, happening all at once, in the name of Jesus, see yourself being hilarious givers, not running out. Come on, in the name of Jesus, see it, because if you don't see it, you won't believe it. In the name of Jesus, we see it, we believe it, in Jesus' name. That's what he has for his people. Lift those hands up high, y'all, in the name of Jesus. More than enough, more than enough, more than enough. Oh God, no lack. I cancel a spirit of lack in the name of Jesus. You're attracted to wealth, and wealth is attracted to you. I don't care what your grandmama Neum was and what happened with them. We break the curse. No more lack. That's me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I hope y'all receive this in Jesus' name. You will not be stingy. You will be liberal givers in Jesus' name. My God, today, you will be in a conference, and every time they ask for $1,000, you'll be able to give it. Come on and clap your hand and give God praise up in here. Come on. Put a smile on your face, because that's for you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for every one of these. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lord God, that's given that $1,000 tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
I'm going to join hands with Brittany because of what Dr. James Payne just told me. Because we're Eagle Nation is talking about making a publishing group. So I want to pledge $1,000 and join and lock hands with her.
Right on ahead. Anybody else want to join? Anybody up here? Y'all ain't playing up in here. Glory to God. When did God run short? Somebody say never. Stop having the conversations. Come on, what? Oh, wait, let me finish what I'm saying. Stop, and then we're going to go there. I'm serious, y'all. You have to watch what you say. God still has cows, silver, gold. He has not run out. So stop having the conversations. The gas is so high, I'm going to have to start doing a bicycle. You say that, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Somebody say, I will have what I say. I say more than enough. Somebody give God praise up in here. More than enough. More than enough. In the name of Jesus. You got to change your thinking, your paradigm. That's where it starts. Your thinking and then your mouth. God put a watch over my mouth. If you're about to say it, just bite the side of your tongue. Whatever. Catch it. Come on, y'all. In the name of Jesus, what up?
I've just been so blessed by the members of, honestly, I don't even know a lot of you, and you guys have blessed me this weekend in ways that you guys couldn't even imagine, and that's all thanks to God that we're here in this timeline of life together, so I'm truly thankful to the Lord, and I would also like to pledge $1,000. I don't have it right now, but it'll be coming.
It'll be coming. Come on, y'all. Don't patty cake that. In the name of Jesus. Well, we got some more pledges, or we got another $1,000 or something we got up in here. What you got?
Now? Yes, $1,000.
$1,000 now. Come on up in here. Give God glory. Come on, girl. I had you walking and forgot all about you. How you feeling?
I want to pledge, and it will be Friday of this next week. I'm going to give you $5,000.
Y'all praying. This man of God been saying that since yesterday or today. I done got confused. Since this morning, y'all, it seemed like we've been here forever. Okay, so the $5,000. Y'all lift y'all's hands. There's a glory in here. Oh, there's a glory. Ra-ta-na-na-na-ye. Come on, make up your own worship song. Ile-ala-mandala-bola-mandala-ko. Shay-lo-ye. Oh, ra-ma-na-na-na-na-ye. Come on, y'all. Oh, I feel the love of God in this place. You can do all things through Christ who give you the strength. He said, I'm the one that will give seed to those that will sow in Jesus' name. There's a breaker anointing in here that's going to break through in your finances, going to break through in your life. Come on, don't be afraid. God got you. It ain't gonna cost you nothing. Ray Lamanaya. Come on, 30 more seconds. Lift those hands and worship him. Sheila Mama 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 Yay. Come on, God is calling you up. Come up hither. See what I got. Come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. We give you glory. Come on, some of y'all need to step out. You have ministry. You need to step out. Don't step out past me, girl. Come here and tell me what you're doing. Hey.
It's 300 this morning. I gave 300 this morning. And I wanted to add additional 3, but I want to pledge the final. Is that okay?
That's real good. She put 3 in this morning. She putting 3 in tonight. And she going to pledge the rest of it. Somebody give him glory. Lift your hands and worship him. Y'all playing in the house. Give him glory. Oh, yeah. Give him honor. Give him praise. For he's worthy. Oh, we thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the breakthrough. Shele manonde. Shalama ya 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 ya. Oh, we're gonna help you with your $1,000, cause you need it. Yes, you do. Hey, you wanted to give, but you didn't have it. God wanted you to step out because of what he wants to do. We're gonna help you. We're gonna help you. We're gonna help you. Help you. Yeah. Come on up here. Come on up here. Hey, hey. I'm having fun, y'all. Shalamayande. Ya, 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 ya. Lift your hands and worship him. Y'all playing up in here. I'm just loving on my God while he's setting you free. Oh, there is at least 3 more of you that need to come up here. Come on. It don't hurt you to pledge and believe God. Sheila Alamaya, y'all don't stop worshiping him. Get white around the mouth because you think I'm going to call you out. Come on, give your hand up before God. Sheila Alamanda de Boko Shanalalalalalamase. Rebe Alamanda Leoko. I feel good in this house. Lift your hands. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Hey, hey, oh, 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 oh Come on, God. Show it to them. They're going to obey you, Father. You walking like a woman that got purpose. What is it?
I'm pledging a thousand.
She's pledging a thousand. Take your place. Hey. Come on. Lift your hands to God, y'all. We got envelopes for those that are pledging. And then the other one's going to do it. I guess we can get envelopes to everybody. Come on, y'all get nosy too quick. I'm taking care of business here. Get your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. You know, the thing about it is, with blind Bartimaeus, he could hear. Somebody say, I can hear. Y'all scared to say it? I can hear. Hey, hey. You can hear. Those of you who are part of this church and all of that, you can hear. You ain't just standing here for nothing. What?
I gave 400 this morning. I'm going to pledge the rest for the 1,000.
Hallelujah. Come on and give him glory. God set her free up in here tonight. Shalamayalamaka. She gave 400 this morning, and she's going to pledge the other 6. Those of you that are here, there are several of you that's giving yours tonight. Lift those hands one more time. The ones that's giving theirs tonight. Tonight. Not tonight, but tonight. Okay? And then there are those of you that's going to give something towards it, but then you're going to pledge. We want everybody to have an envelope so you can tell us what you're doing in Jesus' name. Glory to God. She giving her 5,000. Don't play up in here. Glory to God. Now, we haven't forgotten you. Some of y'all are saying, you still got it on there? That means you're supposed to be one to go on and pledge. Not pledge, but give. Give it. Have y'all had any hits yet? For anybody saying anything yet? Somebody say yet? Y'all unfold your arms so at least you act like you're going to let God talk to you. You know, sometimes when offering is going on, folk be. We ain't trying to block God out. We want him to come all the way in. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else tonight? We don't want to leave you out. No. Hey, you're coming up here like you want to tell me something. What do you want to say?
I pledged 1,000 earlier, but I keep hearing 500. So I'm going to pledge another 500.
500 on with the 1,000. Okay, come on and take your place. Hallelujah. You got a place here in the name of Jesus. Don't stand back there like you ain't getting nothing. Come on up here and stand right there in the line. Amen. Get up there, boy. Hey, what do you want to do?
I also gave pledged 1,000 earlier, and I was talking to God over there. He said 500 more, and I said, no, ain't nobody going to get 500 extra. Well, she just did 500 extra, so I guess that was confirmation that I'm...
That was his confirmation. Get in there in your line. Clap your hands. And try. Write down your intentions. Y'all got pen and paper? What? Because we need to see what's up. Now, the ones that's doing it, y'all know what y'all need to do and everything. And for the other ones, we need to know... What you're gonna do, your intent, in the name of Jesus. Let's get several ink pens and things up to these people so they can do it. Come on, look in your purses and get some for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got about 3 or 4 in my purse myself. Everybody that's going to give tonight, this has been absolutely awesome. There are those that are giving, and don't change your mind. All giving it to not. This is a good amount up here, y'all. Praise God. Don't back out on your vow, on your pledge. Those of you that know you got it and going to give, go ahead and do it. And even some of you that are doing the pledge, I don't care what amount, if you have something that you can give towards it tonight and then write down. Now, the rest of y'all think y'all not giving? What? What? All right, everybody get your envelope, but everybody may not need an envelope. You see the different ways that you're giving. God loves cheerful givers. But you don't have to be cheerful, a man of God says.
If you're cheerful, you haven't given enough.
If you're cheerful, you haven't given enough. That's what the man of God said. The word says he likes a cheerful giver, not a tearful giver. Cheerful. Come on, everybody that's going to give tonight, grab your envelopes. Glory to God. Isn't it fun? Ooh, just seeing God's way. If you... There are ways that you can give there. Others of you are gonna give. This has been absolutely awesome. Come on, y'all. I'm not just talking about tonight. I'm talking about this entire time here. But I'm so thankful here on this Saturday night. Hallelujah.
Woman of God, the cheerfulness in giving comes in the harvest. Because we give, God makes us cheerful with the harvest.
Eight to the man.
You sure do get happy once you come on in. You really do. It's just such a blessing. We've seen it over and over again in our ministry. Some of you know Michael Todd is our son. He's one of five boys. He ain't the only one. But if I tell you, of course, he growing up in a house that gives, and that's Pastor Tommy and myself, but the multiplication of giving. Just this past December, he gave something like $8 million away. $8 million. Buying people's homes and doing all this stuff and helping in so many ways. You know how different rules and stuff try to shut your giving down. He said, look, we got to find it some kind of way. I mean, it's like he fights somebody to give. Because it's more blessed to give. It is a blessing to give. They said then to receive, but I'm be honest, y'all, I like that receiving blessing name. But I'm going to keep with scripture. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your offering up before the Lord, even if it's your phone or whatever the case might be. Father, we thank you for the blessing in giving. We thank you for all the healing that took place in this place tonight. Miraculous. And we decree and declare that no one will lose their healing. Not one person. We will stand on your word. Everybody that got your healing, you're standing on the word of God. You're standing on the blood of Jesus. No backing up or backing down. Father, we thank you for this miraculous time of giving.
We've not begged and pleaded and prodded. These are people that you spoke to give. My prayer is that there will be a direct harvest, that they are going to say, because of this seed. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you, Lord God, for so many of them. You're going to literally, the ones that pledged, I decree and declare by the Spirit of God, it's going to come, and it's going to come quick. And they're going to release it quick in the name of Jesus. It's not going to be long and drawn out. I see 5 days for a many of you that did that pledge. If I be a woman of God, and I know I am, in 5 days, there are several of you, you'll be able to complete that pledge in Jesus' name. And Father, I'm thanking you. That's how quick you will bring back the blessings for those that's giving tonight, for those that gave this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because there's no lack in you. Let's shout it, y'all. There is no lack in you. We're going to say it again. 1, 2, 3. There is no lack. We thank you for money miracles. Thank you for business miracles. We thank you for a way of life. The favor of God. Blessings on blessings. All coming in at one time. My God, we bless you in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Come on and give God praise in the house. Come on, Pastor Don, Pastor. Come on, y'all, give him glory.
You got the buckets. Go ahead and give your giving. Praise the Lord. God is so amazing, so amazing, so amazing that we need to incredibly give him praise and get the word out to other people. I believe that folks that will watch tonight in the replay, that there's going to be folks that are healed. We already got feedback from Nairobi, Kenya was watching, and when Brother Richard got his, yep, our churches in Kenya were watching, and they were celebrating the miracle with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing something absolutely incredible because he's an incredible, unstoppable God. Unstoppable God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a point of administration. That as we go back, those that are registered, that we go back to the meal here, that we will ask everyone to be seated, and then we will dismiss. We have ministry that linger just a little bit in here, and our kids got some plates, and some folks got plates and left plates of food. The hotel staff is looking at plates of food. That's not eight. We don't do that. We don't do that. So we're going to dismiss honor tables. Praise the Lord. And children, you'll be overseen by parents or by a supervision so that you don't take 5 pieces of something, eat 2, and throw the rest of it away. No. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we are going to fellowship good together that way. Tomorrow morning, Eagle Heights Worship Center will not be at the other location. Eagle Heights Worship Center will be right here in Fire and Glory Sunday morning, right here. And none other than my wife, Prophetess Brenda McClintock, is going to be bringing the word up in this house. Hallelujah. And then Sunday night, the finale, you got to get a hold of everybody that you possibly can get a hold of in the area. Sunday night, Dr. James Payne, Bishop, is going to be back on Sunday night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And turn to somebody and say, we don't know what God's going to do, but we sure going to let him do what he does. Hallelujah. 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 And so visit the tables. Mike Ramirez, wasn't this incredible? What the Lord had him paint right before the Lord started sweeping through here. Hallelujah. Make sure that you visit those tables and Brenda McClintock Ministries and Eagle Nation. Praise God. We love you all so much. Oh, it is just an amazing honor for you to come and be with us at this. And I can't wait to get all the testimonies coming back in of the favor of God and the harvest of what he is going to do in your life.
I just want to make sure everybody, if you didn't get your free download or your free CD, because we've spent a lot of time on them, and we want you to have our brand new song. Yep, we have a bunch of them out there. So if you didn't get a download card, get your download card. You could download the song absolutely free right now. And we've got a ton of the CDs. So if you're a CD person, grab them up. Grab a CD for yourself.
Right. Thank you, Brother Jeff. Praise the Lord. Would you stand to your feet? Father, we thank you, Lord. We seal what you have done. We seal it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for your moving in this house upon your people. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that extend out and beyond to everyone that watches the broadcast again, everyone that sees it again, that, Lord, you will repeat miracles and healings over and over again, Lord, and financial blessings. And Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. All right, shake hands and be friendly and go that direction. Praise God.